Every Christ follower is issued a simple and yet profound invitation. It's an invitation to follow. However, this is not an invitation to follow blindly, because His footprints are there for you to see. Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. If you dare to accept the challenge to follow Jesus in His steps, you will join a long line of faithful followers who have gone before you, both within Fraser Church and around the world. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 21 of In His Steps. Today's title is Jesus, the Greatest Gift. J.I. Packer said, "The measure of all love is giving. The measure of the love of God is the cross of Christ." Today we read from Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. "Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but he emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." God, the best giver, gave the greatest gift, Jesus Christ. Being one with God, Jesus also gave the greatest gift, Himself. Nowhere is this depicted better than in Philippians 2, 5 through 11. Philippians 2 has been called the hymn of Christ. Inspired by God, Paul wrote a chain of phrases that lead us to one conclusion. Jesus left His throne room in glory to become a servant who died on the cross. Maxie Dunham and Lloyd Ogilvy write these words about this monumental text. "In many ways, verses 5 through 11 make up the greatest and most moving passage that Paul ever wrote about Jesus, certainly the most descriptive. But not only is this a vivid description of who Jesus is, it is a call to us. Thomas A. Langford has expressed this as clearly as possible. In Jesus, we find embodied the self-giving of God to persons and the self-giving of a person to other persons. Jesus is the Lord who is servant, and Jesus is the servant who is Lord. As the Lord who is servant, Jesus identifies with human life so as to establish a redemptive relationship. As servant who is Lord, Jesus calls us to acknowledge His lordship through our servanthood. The grace of God in Jesus Christ calls us to a graciousness, which is self-abandonment to the love of God and the love of the neighbor." Paul introduces this great theological statement of who Jesus is to support his call to the Philippians to look out not only for their own interest, but also for the interest of others. His toughest word was in verse 3, "In lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself." It is scathingly clear. The call of Christ is that our ultimate concern must be for others, and that concern leaves no room for indulgent self-concern. The call is to have the mind of Christ, who emptied himself and became a servant. Jesus became a servant who died, and God exalted him. As followers of Jesus Christ, we are called to follow his example and to serve others. In a world full of self-serving people, may we follow in Jesus' footsteps and develop servant hearts that move us to serve others. By doing so, our actions may lead others to receive Jesus Christ, the greatest gift. Let's think about these things today. In what ways is Jesus the greatest gift? What does it mean to you personally that Jesus took on the form of a servant? How can you also take on the form of a servant to help others find the greatest gift of Jesus? Be blessed today. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow.